Kodesh Halvah this Monday night, or the Zion Elul, I think it is. And we're learning Kodesh Halvah this, and we're learning Sha'ar HaTeshuvah. And we're at the end of the Hakdamah, in the middle of the Hakdamah. The Hakdamah is not that long. So once you're in the halfway mark, you're already at the end. And he said, what did we learn in Sha'ar HaTeshuvah? I like to go over everything we learned until now. We learned that Kniya is the basis for tshuva, and we learned that tshuva is almost a necessity because people mess up. And you know that people mess up in Svara, and he gave an interesting take on why people mess up, because people are, there's too much going on, they're not stable, they're not consistent, they have so many different facets to their personalities that they're bound to mess up. In fact, in Sha'ar Avodas Elokim, he gave that as the reason why the Torah had to give such specific rules and regulations, because a person on his own would make the wrong cheshbon. If it was just up to us to honor Hashem or to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, and we would make up our own way, so there would be no consistency to it. Okay, but it's also why we mess up, now that there is a Torah. And then he brought down a whole slew of psukim that also showed Yetzalei Vodim Raman Urav. So Hashem made the possibility of tshuva, which he'll of course be talking about in Sha'ar HaTeshuvah, which we didn't even start yet. But the point is that you could climb back up. You can climb back up and reach your previous state. He doesn't talk about Mechilas Averus. He talks about you can reach the Madrega that you were previously on. You're going back to the Maslul of listening to Hashem. And then he said, even if you messed up a lot and you're giving excuses to Hashem, Hashem is accepting your excuses. And Hashem sends the Nevi'im to us to urge us to do tshuva. He's makabel our excuses, and we can move on. Now we're on the third line of Peis Resh Tes Zion, the second half of the Hakdamah. It says, Ulufisha tzaddikim shnei sugim. He says, you have two kinds of tzaddikim in the world. Echad hanitzoylim min ha'aveira. What's the next word? I don't know. Bachet. Yeah, but tzaddikim, they don't do chet. They were never chotei. Which he's calling a tzaddik. There's no problem calling the person a tzaddik. A Baal Tshuva could be a tzaddik.
Is there a difference between Avera and Chet?
No. I mean, technically, Chet is Meshoge, but I mean, I don't think he uses those words here. And it's that a Baal Tshuva could be a tzaddik. Remember, because when you are, you're climbing back to your former Madrega. But Usuga Sheni Ashovim and Aveira. Now he says, most tzaddikim are Balei Tshuva. Most tzaddikim are Balei Tshuva, because to say that a person didn't do a chait is very, very rare, if ever. Ulefisha Rov Amona Tzaddikim Balei Tshuva Kapora. So when Dovan HaMelech talks about tzaddikim, he gives first place, he mentions first the Baal Tshuva. Ba'amro Ashrei Nusui Pesha, his Pesha is covered up, or is carried, is Nimchal, Kusui Chato'o. Va'achar Kach, and only afterwards, Tier does he describe as Akas HaShniya, and Itzoylem and Achet, that are Nitzol ever from being Chaytei. V'asher Ha'afal Pishem Koydmin B'mayla, even though they might be, he doesn't really get into it, but you might consider them on a higher Madrega, but he puts the Baal Tshuva first. Why? He called Baal Tshuva Kvar Hoya Tzaddik L'Fnei Sheyechta. Then called Tzaddik Baal Tshuva. He's making an interesting point. I think it's almost like logic, you know. What they teach you in logic 101. If you're making a list of things, so I'm going to make a list of different kinds of tzaddikim. we make a list of different kinds of tzaddikim. So he says, every Baal Tshuva was a tzaddik before he did a chait. So I'll mention first, he's a tzaddik and a Baal Tshuva. It seems to be saying, not 100% clear what he's saying. He's saying the reason David HaMelech puts the Baal Tshuva first is because he was a tzaddik and then he's a Baal Tshuva, even if he did a chait.
That's a higher
one, right? He's not saying it's higher. It's almost clear he's not saying it's higher. He's not saying it's higher. I don't know, he seems to be saying some sort of, what's the word, like some sort of logic that when you're making, like when you're making a list, so you would put first, Kikol Baal Tshuva Kvar Hayah Tzadik Lifnei Sheyechta. Right, so he was a tzaddik, and he has both qualities. Then called tzaddik Baal Tshuva. I don't know, it's not clear to me what he's saying. Bummer on Lamb.
Guy that never sinned his whole life.
Yeah.
Where is that person that ever existed?
Well, he's saying it's very rare. He's assuming it existed, but it's very rare. And David HaMelech meant such a person when he says, Ashrei Odom lo yachshov Hashem lo avon. But then he says Beferish, Ve'echer. The reason I don't think he's saying what you're saying is because he says Ve'echer haskoras kazu machmas miut mitziusu b'choldor. There's just much less of them. So first, what does the Chabad Baba say? There's two kinds of tzaddikim. The Baal Tshuva and the person that was never Chote. The person that was never Chote is a rarity. And most tzaddikim that you see around will be of the Baal Tshuva variety. And now they're tzaddikim. So, but then he says they come first because they're the majority. So David HaMelech puts them first.
Why Baal Tshuva had been a tzaddik before?
At some point, right, he started off clean and then he did chait and then he came back. Or
it's worse.
What? He's saying there are more of them. He's not getting into that. He's just pointing out, he's saying David HaMelech is making a list of tzaddikim, a list of people on the high madrega, and first he puts the Baal Tshuva because they're most of them, and the other ones are rarity. I don't see that he's. His point is a hemshich of what he's been saying till now, the utter necessity of tshuva. That's what he's coming to say. He's coming to say that you need this, and even when David HaMelech made a list of tzaddikim, but he made a list of the tzaddikim that are Baal Tshuva that needed this thing called tshuva in order to climb back and to be their tzaddikim. That's his point. V'achar haskoras kazu machmas miut mitziusu b'chol dor gadol. V'echar haskoras kazu machmas miut mitziusu b'chol dor. K'maymer achosel mavonus v'shmer ka Hashem miyamod. V'omar k'yodam mitzad boritz v'shiyas atoy v'lo yechta. V'omar shlomo alo v'ashalom k'en odam asher lo yechta. Okay, well, the fikach, because chait is always around, and you always need tshuva to be able to climb back, kavu kadonenu betchilas tfilosenu, the very first bakosha that we make is in inyan tshuva, bakosha saslicha, barotza b'tshuva, b'chanan amar b'tzmoach. So you see, you start off one else way that way. Okay, first comes das, that's like the, you can't move without das, and then right away we ask tshuva and slicha. So you see, these are primary needs that we primary needs. V'inei roi lo levor minyoni atshuva asor inyonim. He always gives a table of contents to the upcoming shahr. He doesn't just jump into it. In every perek, of the shiur, he discusses something specific, and he gives you a table of contents. Tchilason, in the first perek, mahi atshuva. He always starts with a definition. Right? Without a definition, you can't go anywhere. You have to define your terms. V'asheni l'kama chalokim nechlekes. To analyze tshuva and to take it apart. Take it apart and see what it consists of. V'ashlishi al yedei ma tiyat tshuva min ha'odam. How does a person get inspired to do tshuva? Haravi bebir hagdoro seho. What constitutes tshuva? V'chamishi bebir tenoi kol echad mehem. He delves into each of the ones of number four. V'ashishi echofani ha'oros ha'dodam l'tshuva. Oh, I guess that wasn't number three. I guess number three was how do you do tshuva. Number six is how do you get inspired to do tshuva. Vashvi bevir mafsidi tshuva. What ruins it? Vashmini aimi Hashem aniye. What's the Ashov shokol kamayat tzadik hamutzul manachet alo. Oh, so in eight he discusses who's on the higher madrega. The tzaddik that was never chote, or the bal tshuva. Or the way he phrases it is the bal tshuva equal to the tzaddik that was never chote. But she am kala la chote at tshuva mikol chet olo. Does every chet, can you do tshuva from every chet? Osiri matiyo eitzel mishe kosol of at tshuva mechato. It's a gate nisht, what does someone do? V'kach nashlim kolofani ha-tshuva, so we'll discuss tshuva from all of its angles, v'chiyuveha, sh'me'emonu mekavim, through this we await, we hope for, we anticipate, kaporas chata'enu, bezaz Hashem yisalim. V'amma b'bir m'hus ha-tshuva, we'll start perek rishon. What is tshuva? You're getting back onto the maslul. You got a broken connection there, and we're fixing tikkun odom mishmas Hashem. Achar shen notom imena. What's the word? Achar shen. After he left it, he went on the wrong road. The tobo. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow night. That's a very powerful phrase. He's saying the tshuva process has to include the definition of tshuva. The definition of tshuva is to prevent yourself from falling again. In other words, if you fall down from a walkway, so you get back on, but you got to make a railing now. That's part of the definition. Umilui mashechosolo mimenu, and to fill up the chisaron that brought about in the first place, your fall. That's part of the tshuva process, is the preventative from it happening again. Okay.